Well, good morning, everybody, or good afternoon, good evening. It's 10 minutes to 6, and I'm supposed to be getting ready to go out to dinner, and I'm going to do that pretty soon, but there's this honking thunderstorm that's building outside, and when there's a thunderstorm, well, you know what that means, and so it's a daylight one, though, and there's a boat. Man, there's a big sort of cruiser boat out off the beach. You got to wonder, what are they doing out there? Because there is, like I said, there's a honker off in the north, northeast, I guess it is. The sky is black, and to the south, the sky is blue, and it's, we're in the sun still, but in like about, a minute or two, I think, it's going to be dark here. And so the light is just spectacularly gorgeous right now. You can hear the waves breaking. I don't know if you can, I hope you can hear the thunder. This is going to be different, I think, from the last Thunder Coffee Note podcast thingy. Because it's daylight, and so I'm not going to get the clue that the thunderclap is coming. That was sort of one of the things. There, did you hear that? The last podcast that made it so interesting for me was that I got a preview. I knew when the thunder was going to come, and I was kind of getting into the rhythm because, you know, there'd be a lightning strike, and then a certain period of time after the lightning strike, you'd hear the clap. So I would, like, pause like that. Did you hear that? Oh, there is one. I would pause, let the thunder do its thing, take a breath, and then continue. And, sort of got into, it was like singing a duet with God, which I know that's, there's God. Yeah. Boy, if you could see what I was seeing right now, you would just be seeing nothing but God, basically, everywhere you look. Huge, huge clouds. Here, you can, you know, I like to say, well, if you were to ask a fish to describe the water, that a fish just wouldn't be able to do that, because to the fish, water is everything, you know. There's no not water, right? And then, you know, by extrapolation, then you sort of want to see where are all the different things in our life that are like the water to the fish, and once we're looking for them, maybe we can find them. But today, the air is palpable. There's another thing about where I live, and I don't think I've ever gotten a picture of this, but the birds are the kinds of birds that you thought were, that you fly around here right on the edge of the continent, are the kinds of birds that I thought were extinct or approaching extinction. Birds with big, long necks. But when they fly, the necks are tucked in, and they kind of look like regular birds. They're like the herons or whatever. Of course, there are just huge, huge numbers of birds here. The ocean, the interface between the ocean and the land is a good place for birds. Birds do well here because I guess there are a lot of fish. These are all fish-eating birds, I guess. I don't really know. Are they? Maybe somebody here will hear that. It's like the earth just had a big meal and it's digesting it. Oh, guess what? There was a hurricane. They reported the first hurricane of the season down in, I think it was in Honduras or someplace like that. It was a Pacific hurricane that crossed over Central America and went into the Atlantic and died. It was it's still May, so it's not even hurricane season yet. But we've had the first hurricane. So the next one, I forget the name of it, but it began, its name began with an A. And, of course, the next one will begin with a B and then C and so forth. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to sit here through the whole storm because I've got a dinner. It's Friday night, after all. And I've got a dinner to go to. And I'm going to have to... Let's see, the dinner starts in a half hour. I said I would be there in a half hour at 6:30, so... Oh, saw the lightning there. Of course, I should... You know, I said this last time, I should take a picture. But, you know, the picture I would have taken 5 minutes ago would have been a lot more interesting, I think, than the picture I would take right now. Now, right now, I'm sitting on the front porch, half in and half out. My Arcos, for whatever reason, ran out of disk space, so I got a message when I tried to create a recording on it that said, sorry, there isn't enough disk space to do a recording, and so I plugged it into my laptop and, you know, deleted a whole bunch of recordings, you know, old recordings that I didn't, like, use or anything, and freed up, there was 8 gigabytes of disk space free, so I figured, okay, well, that had to do it, and then... Well, then I tried again, and it came back with the same message. So, you know, it's being a computer, and that's what computers are wont to do, give you messages, and then when you cure the problem they ask you to cure, the message doesn't go away, so there must be a cache somewhere or something that is full, and usually, you know, things like that are cured by a reboot, but it's not like, I actually don't even know how to reboot this computer, so... That's something I'm going to have to learn how to do. And once I do that, I'm sure everything will be okay. Yeah. You hear the waves? The wind. I wonder if you can hear the... Oh, there. Big, huge lightning strike there. Let's hear. You can tell the heart of the storm is still, it's still pretty far north. I bet it's about 20 miles away or something. There's the thunder. So you get an idea about how far that is. You know, if you could, if you knew the speed of sound. Oh, there was another strike. That looks like it's about 10 miles north of here. Yeah, well, that was closer. Maybe, oh, there's a raindrop. Just felt the first raindrop. Anyway, you know, picking up the thunderstorm thread. Oh, yeah, there it is. I sort of feel a whole new, like, independence developing in the podcasting world. By independence, I mean people are... You know, it should feel very loosely coupled. Yet, because of the way it developed and all the press going sort of in one direction, if you know what I mean, there's sort of, it immediately had a platform vendor feel to it. And a lot of people, you know, sort of looked to one place for approval. And that's not a good thing for something so new. You know, if they were all looking to me, what I would say is stop looking to me for approval. You know, go make your own way. It's like what Scoop Nisker used to say. Scoop was an old radio DJ. Old, that's not a nice thing to say. He was a radio DJ when I was young. How about that? In the San Francisco Bay Area. And what Scoop used to say is, if you don't like the news, go out and make some of your own. And if you think about that one. So let's say it again. If you don't like the news, go out and make some of your own. There you see, God joined me in that one. So, if in the spirit of making your own news, well, that's what podcasting is for. That's why you have podcasting. You have podcasting so that if you have some news, not only can you, like, do the thing that's newsworthy, right? That was, I think, what Scoop meant, was go out and create some news, you know? But it's kind of cool because it can be interpreted another way and say that, you know, you can go out and report some news now. You don't have to wait for the approval of the mainstream media. And that's why, you know, I've gotten a ton of disapproval. You might even say condemnation from the mainstream media. They talk about me, but they don't interview me. They don't call me. They don't ask me for my side of the story. You know, but get this, I'm still podcasting. I haven't stopped. There's no reason for me to stop. Right? So guess what? They don't own the airwaves anymore, any more than they own this thunderstorm. Right? They don't own our world. So don't look to any one person for approval, or, well, I guess that's hard to not do, but don't let's all look to the same person for approval, put it that way. You know, let's build new networks. If we have to build hierarchies, let's not all use the same hierarchy. You know, success isn't having the most people listen to you. Success is expressing yourself and being heard by the people, being heard by the right people. Let's change what success means, because it's a very 20th century thing to say that success means that you're the biggest, you've got the biggest audience, because, you know, audience is a dirty word now. So who wants the biggest audience? I don't. What I want to do is I want to live a richer life. I want to be happier. I want to enjoy other people's creativity. I want to enjoy my own creativity. And I want to feel good. And watching somebody else perform makes me think that they feel good, but it doesn't make me feel good. And I've heard the truth is that even they don't feel good. It's not a good feeling thing. But I want to tell you something. I feel good right now. I do. Even though, like, I'm sitting on the floor of the porch looking out, half in the building, half out. But I'm looking at just a spectacular scene of nature. And I'm talking to people who I think really appreciate me. Let's put it that way. I mean, I'm not talking to the most people, because there are a lot of people. There are a lot more people that I suppose could be listening to me. But, you know, if you're, I said this in yesterday's podcast, if you're listening to my podcast, then I want to meet you, because you're a pretty special person. You've sort of waded through all the options and all the noise, and you've had to listen really carefully to find out about this podcast, because it isn't blanketing the press. I haven't been written up in the New York Times. My picture hasn't appeared on CBS Evening News. I'm not famous, and I don't want to be famous. What I want to do is I want to be happy. So I do what makes me happy. And I think that other people doing what makes them happy is just great. And I don't care if a lot of people are listening. There's another one. It's getting closer. It's like now, I'd say 3/4 dark. I mean, it's still daylight, you know. It didn't get dark now this time of year till, oh, maybe 8 p.m. or so. And so it's still got 2 hours of daylight left. But, you know, where we, when I was in college, oh, wow, multi-hit. This is going to be big. Multiple strikes all at the same time. And close, like 5 miles away now, it seems. Not that close. Just looked close. Awesome. Where's the thunder? Bing. Well, I gotta go. Sorry to say, I gotta go. But wherever you are, I hope you're enjoying the thunderstorm. If you're getting this thunderstorm, you're in for a little bit of a doozy here. And I don't want to go, but I got to wrap it up. Okay, morning coffee notes, May 20th, 2005. My name is Dave Weiner. Check out my blog at www.scripting.com. And, you know, have a great weekend. I'll probably do another podcast before the weekend's out, though. But if you don't catch it, please do have a great weekend, okay?